confused. So were we when we cut 4 hot dogs in half and decided it was an appetizer. Haven't got the strength to love again? Try our Belgian waffle.
Friendly Town City Council meeting. We meet here every Monday night at 7:30. More technically, more 8 o'clock or so, whenever the pre-Friendly Town open mic finishes. This week, Friendly Town has an app for that. This week, we are going to be bringing together some of the great programming minds in all of Friendly Town, led by our very special guest host. I can't believe that we were able to get this person, honestly. I mean, she is very rich and very important, and she has lots of wonderful black sweaters and sweatshirts, and you might get to see a super special one tonight. She has flown all the way here from Silicon Valley. Please give it up for Stevia Jobs.
Welcome. 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 I'm Stevia Jobs, and this persona will fade over time. I'm the woman version of Steve Jobs, also the sexy version. And if you're thinking to yourself, Steve Jobs was sexy, to that I say, everyone has their type. It's time to get Friendly Town out of the dark ages. It's time to sit back, relax, and let your phone do it for you. So I'm going to start today with my own app. I need a volunteer, actually. If anybody would like to come up here, I'll pick somebody if I need to. Joel, come on up here. Now, I'd like to warn everybody. Everything up here is fake. Nothing's real. We're going to be using a script, me and Joel. All right. Joel, that is your name, right?
Yes.
I'd like you to read this first sentence, your character A.
Your hair looks weird.
Ouch. I'm not going to respond to that, because I'm no good at comebacks. I'm going to open up my app, Todd, telling it like it is, on demand. All I have to do is type in the insult. Your hair looks weird.
Oh, that's cute.
Let's try another one.
I wouldn't say the Cheesecake Factory is a nice restaurant.
I wouldn't say that's a nice attitude. Let's see your factory.
Okay, let's go one more.
You can't wear leggings every day.
I'm Todd Lewis. I didn't know there was going to be a dress code for talking to assholes.
Now I know what you're thinking. That was planned. No. You can sit down, Joel. Now we're going to get some... Don't clap yet. Now we're going to get some insults from the audience. See what this app can really do. All right, just throw them out there.
Your jean skirt is pleated.
The roast is next week, dummy.
Another one, just throw them at me.
Your nose is bad.
Eat everything bagels.
That guy's so drunk, he has to be right.
Any more?
Boner City!
And yes, they are. The app is free, unless you're an offender, and then I'll just confiscate your phone. Okay, so we're going to bring up the first person. Look, the persona's already faded. Okay. The first person up here is Tyler Sonic.
Woo!
Come here. I'm gonna get off the stage unless you need me.
No, I don't.
I mean, to maintain the goodwill, yes, I do need you, but I want to talk to you guys about... I just want to make sure we're all on the same level right here on the same page. If you have a cell phone, which everyone in here does, we're all first world citizens and we can afford to be out on a Monday night. Everyone here has a smartphone. The government has a lot of shit on you. They know where you are, what your preferences are. They know where you live, where you work. They know your life patterns, okay? They even know when you have your bowel movements. They do. They can see how much you're using your phone, and then, you know, when, depending on your location, they know where the bathrooms are, they know when you're in them. It even might go so far to say, if the government wants to kill you, they could. They have everything they need. They have all the tools they need. So I've developed this app, which combats passive aggressiveness. Check it out. So it's really just an add-on for the Facebook app. It's a magical app that, you know, doesn't do anything to solve the problem of the government constantly spying on us and conspiring to slowly kill us over time. Oh, no, no, no. That ship has sailed, you guys. However, I have been able to develop a special app that's an add-on for your Facebook app that tags you automatically based on all the algorithmic data that the government has accumulated. I have re-weaponized that against passive aggression. So every time someone posts a status that's passive-aggressive and obviously about you, it will tag you automatically. Oh, look at this. Oh, I just got a notification. Looks like some co-producers of the Friendly Town show don't understand my all-play-no-work attitude. Todd Lewis out. Look, Todd, you can just talk to me about this after the show. Like, I'm sorry I have... You would think it's like a joke that I wrote for my segment or something like that. What's this next one? Oh man, if only some co-producers of Friendly Town knew their place and let a real talented person who also happens to be a superstar DJ run the show instead of Tyler, sign St. Thomas. That's just not cool, St. Thomas. Not cool at all.
You're a hack, Tyler!
Hey. Well, thankfully, I just downloaded that app that Stevia created. I'm just waiting.
That sounded way more like me. Sorry, we didn't hit the time here.
I just got like 14 notifications saying, man, I wish this show were funnier. Oh, I just got another one. Geotagged in Connecticut. Interesting. What does it say? Well, it looks like I'll get grandkids out of at least one of my kids. Oh, that's not cool, Mom. Not cool at all, Mom. Not cool at all. Oh, I just received another one. If only Tyler could do one of the two things that he does, either college professor or comedian, well, maybe I wouldn't be conspiring to murder him. Alyssa Miller. God damn. All right. Where is she tonight, by the way? I don't know. Like, she's normally here. She's normally she's normally very with it, as the kids say. I think that, you know, what I need from all you guys to get this app into the market, I just need $20,000 from each of you. To be fair, yeah, it's chump change, really, in the Silicon Valley world. Because honestly, the government's not going to let this information go very easily. And, I'm not going to keep being the hatchet man on Facebook where I just see someone in the comedy community post some really passive-aggressive shit about another comedian. You know how hard it is. It physically hurts not actually tagging the person in the comments that I know they're talking about. You guys know how hard that is? I'm not saying I'm doing God's work here, but I'm doing God's work here. We need to do something to combat this passive aggression. Also, if you take a picture of someone acting weird in public and you post it so you can make fun of them to all your friends, then it automatically tags them and tells them where you live. That's right. There are going to be lawsuits. That's really what the additional, after we get this, the $20,000 from each of you, then I'm going to need another $30,000 from each of you to combat the inevitable lawsuits that happen from all the deaths, all the murders that happen because of this. But for now, I think I've got a promising product. So thank you very much, Friendly Town. Thank you, Stevia Jobs, for being with us tonight.
I know as like a host, you're supposed to like say funny stuff in between. So like, how about double ear piercings? Trey Carter Carpenter.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When you put pizza on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. So, I was a little confused about the nature of this Friendly Town show portion of the show. So, I was going to exposit to you guys my favorite app, which is Bagel Bites. So what they are like little tiny bagels, which is like very on theme, am I right? With the night. But like you put like kind of pizza on them. Well, but actually, they come like pre-frozen with the toppings on them, and all you have to do is put them in the oven. And I don't preheat my oven because that's bad for nature. So you just go ahead and put it in, but then you have to like wait more minutes than it says. So Pizza Bites are marketed under the name Orida. Or they're Bagel Bites, but they're owned by the Heinz Company, and they come in 6 flavors. Those flavors are sausage and pepperoni, pizza, sorry, and those. So we have, where was I?
That's the first one.
Sausage and pepperoni, pepperoni and cheese, cheese, 3 cheese, mozzarella cheese, and extreme nacho, which is available only in Canada, which I think speaks to the Canadians' tendency in glorification of exploiting Mesoamerican culture, but like I don't judge. And in fact, I'd like to get my hands on some extreme nachos, and I thought about going up to Canada to... Also, I don't know if, like, I have a very undistinguished palate, so I can't tell the difference between cheese and 3 cheese, and I think they might be lying about the 3, like, what are the 3 cheeses? Is it 3 times the amount of cheese as is on the cheese? Or is it 3 different kinds of cheese? And these... Keep in mind that these bites are small. How do you... They fit... Whatever. But I like the normal cheese one the best. Here are some times that are good times to eat bagel bites. On a Thursday night in the dorm room when you're watching Friends with your pals. After a rousing hacky sack game with your pals. Before masturbating to get the energy. And also after masturbating to recoup the energy. I've been Trey Carter Carpenter. Thank you guys. I've had such a good time. Let's bring Buckeye Stevia Jabs.
Sorry, is it okay if I...
Wish I had my app up here. Something funny. How about tap dancing, right?
Thanks.
Todd Lewis.
Hi, and welcome to Cloggers. I'm Todd, and I'll be your server this evening. What can I get you all started out with? First off, we've got hummus and refried beans. Refried, like this premise. Here to see the game? We've got wings and barbecue and 7 grades of buffalo sauce that are all exactly the same. Feeling fun and fancy free? Have an order of mozzarella flingers. Can't find the part of the menu marked side items? Try a basket of fries. Feeling the need to let everyone know how sophisticated you are? We have $26 crab fondue. I'm reading this menu very slow for a waiter that would have a menu memorized. Out of your element? So were we when we made these Swedish meatballs. Afraid you'll never fill anything again? Try our fun root beer floats with a candy brownie. Can't find the section marked entrees? Try our chicken tenders. Is the weight of reality crashing down on you? We've got an app for that. Pile on some weight of your own with our loaded nachos. Feeling random? So do we. Have fried mac and cheese balls for some goddamn reason. Do you want something that you immediately regret? Flatbread pizza. Feeling cold and empty inside? Fill that emptiness with a gigantic fried onion. Confused? So were we when we cut 4 hot dogs in half and decided it was an appetizer. Haven't got the strength to love again? Try our Belgian waffle with 3 scoops of vanilla ice cream. Don't need no man? Fried green tomatoes. Jaded with appetizers? Try our ultimate app. It's a large pizza base with a layer of cheeseburger sliders, topped with queso and covered with nachos, and then topped again with queso. It's our nacho cheeseburger pizza. I've been Todd Lewis. Woo! Tip your servers. I've got to go return this booklet to Urban Bar.
You ever, leave the house and you're like, skirt's too short? St. Thomas? Oh, he's right here.
Hey, you guys. Apparently, some people don't know what an app is. We're talking about computer apps, and I'm trying to make this projector app turn on, and it's apping. We're going to make an app. But I made an app that I made for everybody, and I want you to see it. And it's a good one. Can we make the app full screen? Okay. Wait, we need the lights dimmer. Oh yeah, perfect. All right, we're loading. Let me get the app out. I'm gonna push the button. It's called My Kitties. And what the app does is, okay, it's the app with my kitties. And you see the button, you push the button on the app. And I push the button. And then it loads a kitty. That's my kitty's name is Napkin. He's my kitty. He's my little dark prince. He's fluffy and smoky and happy. He meows at me when he's hungry. His name's Napkin. And I push the button. And loads another kitty. And it's loading. So it's still, it's new. We push the button. That's my other kitty. Her name's Susie. So if you're wondering how you use that, this is how you use it. You push the button, you see my kitties. And so, see, that's Susie. Susie got three legs, and she's a grouchy, but she's cuddly. So I push the button, and it's loading. And then I push the button, and, well, and then it's Susie and Napkin. Sometimes they like to be together, sometimes they don't. And I push the button, and the button, and it's just Napkin. And then I push the button, and the button, and that's just Susie again. See, she's laying down, she's saying, what are you going to do to me? I could tickle you, I could pet you. And she goes, and I push the button, and it's loading, and I push the button. No! What is that? So the guys, don't look. There's still a few bugs in the system. And sorry, I pushed it. Sorry, you guys. You weren't supposed to see that as push the button. All right, it's Napkin Susie again. Good. Oof. Okay. Some people, they ask me, they go, so St. Thomas, is it just your cats? And sometimes it is. Sometimes you push the button. And it's loading. You push the button. And it's my friend's cat, Sheba. Sometimes Sheba likes to sit in the sink. And you go, Sheba, I'm trying to brush my teeth. And she goes, I don't care. And you push the button. And it's loading. You push the button. And it's my friend's cat, Yuki. He's a fluffy baby. But right now, Yuki, he's overweight. He's on a diet. Push the button. Push the button. And that's Roo. Roo's fun. He's just a nice cat. And some people, other people ask in the beta testing, St. Thomas, what if we want to see pictures of our cats? And to them, I say, no! You want to see pictures of your own cats? Make your own fucking app! It's my cats! It's my kitties! And I push the button. It's loading. Push the button. I like Tiger. This isn't a real cat. It's a rug. But I like tigers. And I push the button. And it's loading. Button. No! It's not what it's supposed to be. I'm really embarrassed, you guys. I push the button. No! This isn't a kitty, okay? I don't know how they get in there, okay? Push the button. Push the... Okay, this one's real... In the app, when this icon comes up, it's because the cat's dead. That was my kitty Booger. And Booger, his heart didn't grow up with him. And one day Booger went to bed. I checked my cats at night, and he would always sleep behind the washing machine. I saw Booger. At bedtime, I said, good night, Booger. He didn't move, but I was fine. I said, he's where he always sleeps. And the next morning, I was, wake up, kitties. And I looked again. I said, Booger. And he's behind what? I said, wake up, Booger. And he didn't turn around. Having fun because I put a shirt on him. And I think now you push a button. That's the end of the app. It's when you're done, you please dispose of your phone. And this has been my app. Thank you so much.
I probably won't be able to host again. So, like, I feel like I could just do it, like, ruin it anyway. Like, should put some suggestions back there during this next one of what I should do. Joshua Lampley.
Hey, everybody. I'm just here. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I feel like people's time is important. I feel like you come out on a Monday night and you don't want your time to be wasted. You don't want your time to be wasted by people who don't have a plan, who don't know what they're coming up to do, who don't know what they're coming up to say. And that's why I'm here to pitch an app unlike any other. It's one that you don't need a phone for. That's right. Back to the Future, baby. We have this app. Okay? And if you've ever been without your phone, you know how hard it is. You know how hard it is to survive. You know how hard it is to find your way around. You know how hard it is to share your very important political opinions. And so if you don't have a phone, I've got an app that will help you stay alive. Because the biggest problem I have when I don't have my phone is I tend to get lost. I don't know where I'm going. I'm driving in my car. I say to myself, where are we going right now? I don't know. And then I pull over and I take a couple deep breaths. And that's when I developed this app. I was in a very, very sad, low spot. Welcome to the newcomers. I'm talking about a new app that I've just created. You don't need a phone for it. You're all caught up. Now, my, like I said, my problem is that I get lost and I don't know where to go. I don't know where to direct my speech. I don't know what to do. And so I've created something that will give you a great idea of where you could possibly be at. Now, every good app has to have a name. And that's why I named my app The Map. Okay. Monitor all positions. How can you know where to be and where not to be and how to survive if you don't know the positions of other things and where they are in you know, relevant to other places as well? And so I've designed this. This is, of course, a prototype. It's pocket. It fits in your pocket, just like a phone does. And then you just unfold it, which is kind of fun. It's kind of a fun little thing to do, especially while you're driving. This is very easy to use while driving. You open it up and you say, okay, let's start deducing. Let's start figuring out what landmarks do I see. I see water. There's water that way. I now know I'm probably on this side. And I don't need to go through this whole thing with you guys. Like I said, I'm not here to waste your time. I'm here to sell you a product that I know works. Hundreds of years of experience have led me to developing this product, and I have to admit, this product is more well printed than mine are. Mine are all drawn by hand, by me, by memory. So as of now, my product is only available in about 3 different cities, and they range from anywhere from 3 to 4 miles. To like the size of a parking lot. But you will know the parking lot because that's where I sell my products. Come see me. I sell them out of the back of my Bronco. And I just want you guys... Shit. It's really user-friendly. You just fold it back up. I'm not going to waste y'all's time. Thank you very much. I'm going to bring Stevia back up and close my app. Thank you.
Nobody's put any suggestions out there, so I'm just going to bring up the last person. It's Sean Simino. I'm going to put this in here.
Hello, everyone. I am Sean Simino, and you may know me as the inventor and founder of the speech-to-text app, an app called Gabber, G-A-B-R. Currently, you can't find that app on the App Store anymore because we are currently in litigation with another company our logo, the B sort of looks like a P, and there is already an app called Gaper, completely different app, really weird app, but they are currently suing us for copyright infringement. So, but we still own the technology. So I figured, what is a good application of this technology? You know, we have a very advanced algorithm that can understand human speech and then output it either back as text or as speech. You know, we worked with translation companies, and I was thinking, what is a good way to apply this technology? And I said, well, John, you moved home after college. You moved home in with your parents, and, you know, you weren't really doing too much, and you were in one of, I mean, right now, there are 21 states in the country right now that do not have legalized marijuana. And, you know, you're getting older, and all the friends you used to know who used to deal weed, they all moved away. So now you're an adult who's in a town you don't know how to make, you know, don't know how to make the marijuana happen. How can technology help connect these two problems together? And that's how we have come up with a new app called Smoker. S-M-O-K-R. It's not Smoker. Again, that's a different thing. S-M-O-K-R, Smoker. And it is a text or a speech-to-voice recognition algorithm that can be used for older adults to be used to buy marijuana in today's modern culture. Now, I will demonstrate a little bit of how this works. For me, like I said, in this town, don't know how to buy weed anymore. And no longer in school, so I can no longer just approach the guy in my 8 a.m. class being like, hey, are you holding? And have that work anymore. So what we do here is we take adult speak, and it processes it through a very advanced language algorithm and spits it out into not only language, which today's youths can understand, but also a new tone of voice. And it also it trawls the net looking for current pop culture references. It trawls through Twitter, through Facebook. It uses social media data mining to actually come up with current contemporary references that make youths comfortable around you. So just for an example, I'm going to launch the app here. And in my own words, I'm going to ask, hello, may I buy some marijuana from you? And then the app will read this, and it'll go through the algorithm. It's taking a little bit right now in beta stage to do it, but here, this is what the result comes out as.
Dap, dap. Maybe after we finish eating these Tide Pods, you can sell me some weed, yo.
So there we have it. Yeah, it mentioned some current social media trends. So that took my language and translate it through that. It also can help with negotiating. We talked with people at Google Translate for conversational, how they use translate conversational English into other languages. And so, like, say, what are the kinds of marijuana that you have? I don't know what types you have. Please tell me, do you have the good marijuanas that do the good things but not the bad things? And that will translate into...
Yo, do you have any of that purple kush? How about some yellow fire truck? How about some Ford Taurus? What about that wet lightning?
And then that asks them something. I still don't understand it. We have interns on staff, and we stick them in a room, and we make them talk to each other about marijuana, and that's what they come out with. I don't understand it. Like I said, this is basically Mandarin to me. But if you wanted to ask, say, how much in marijuana? Six pounds, is that enough marijuana? How much? How much money?
How much Skrilla for a little bit of that dank kush?
I think that's accurate. Like I said, we're still in beta testing. But also, we wanted to have an immersive experience, so it's not only for the transactional nature of a marijuana purchase deal. You also, these days, kids are hanging out, they're talking about things in their dealer's house, and we want people, you know, as a 27-year-old man, if I walk into a college weed dealer's house, I would immediately say something offensive. I would say something like, hey, what a nice house your daddy bought you. What a nice house your daddy bought you. Processing.
These are some sweet digs, Chad. Your trust fund house is totally cool. Let us smoke marijuana, my friend.
And that is what it's translated as. Or if someone offers you a blunt, I personally can no longer smoke blunts, or else I will die. But you can't say that. You'll appear uncool. So this also integrates that, and you can put in your health concerns into the app, and it will translate it into a culturally appropriate term, such as...
Yo, dude, you know I am down to smoke, but the Swisher Sweets will totally make me hack my bags. Let's put on a Post Malone record and vape instead.
So this is just a way to facilitate conversation back and forth between generations. Also, we're integrating a new function here to talk about edible forms of marijuana. So, hello, I would like to buy an edible marijuana, please.
Yo, bae, you are my bae. Hook me up with one of them space cakes. I want to feel the universe move through my body like I just ate a bunch of Tide Pods.
So like I said, that's still something we're working on. And also a new feature that we just came out with now is a reverse way. So instead of going below into the younger generations, we're going above. When I was a 24-year-old living at home, getting stoned and coming home at night, I would run into my parents. That was always an awkward situation. I would never know what to say. So now we have a new function in there. So when you walk into the door, high off your balls, you can say something like, "Hey, yeah." And it will come out as...
Hello, mother and father. I am fine. I am acting completely normal. Have a good evening, mother and father.
See, completely, again, facilitating great conversations. And also, we're working with...